to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jade Strainey and now Damien Leith.
Hey, welcome along to the potty. It is Jade Strainey and Damien Leith. Great to have your company. You can hear the. In fact, you know what? Stop this, rewind it, and listen to all this crap again. And stop it now. Go back to the beginning and listen to it again.
What are you saying?
You know what I like doing? I like listening to podcasts on half the speed.
Oh.
You ever done that?
Oh, I've accidentally sped it up. And I didn't realise, because I didn't realise you could speed it up or slow it down. And I was talking really quick like this. And I was going, man, this guy is on something, because this podcast is way too...
Talks like Damien Leith.
Yeah. I listened to a good 10 minutes.
Can you imagine me sped up?
Oh, Jesus.
Be Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Mickey Mouse. Hey, Pluto, hey, Pluto.
Have you ever listened to a podcast in half speed?
No, I have not.
Yeah, right.
In fact, I don't listen to podcasts at all.
Why not?
Which is strange. I'm encouraging people who are listening right now to continue listening, but I don't like them.
Why don't you like podcasts?
That's not true. I like them. I don't have time. I really don't have time.
How long does it take you to drive to work?
It takes me exactly 9 minutes.
Hang on.
9 minutes?
And he uses that time to speak to
Ma'am. 9 minutes? 9 minutes to get to work?
That's right.
You arsehole.
Yeah, what?
How long does it take you?
26 minutes?
Yeah, 26, yeah. It takes me about 18.
I mean, to be honest...
You know what? It's funny when you have to come to work really early in the morning, you know down to the minute how long it takes you
exactly.
To get to work.
Well, I time it whether I'm going to go to McDonald's or not. I plan around it. Am I pulling in for a coffee or not?
Yeah.
And, you know, if it gets too late, bonk. If I see a queue at McDonald's, bonk, I'm not going in.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Fair enough. But see, that's when I listen to a lot of podcasts in the car. When I get from A to B.
Oh.
Or if the kids are annoying me, I'll put my earbuds in and listen to podcasts too, just to drown out the fighting.
Well, you know what? You know that online you can get my bedtime stories. So if ever you're driving along and you want to...
go to sleep.
Keep the...
Good idea.
Well,
thanks,
baby. Well, you know what? That is their intention. But I was thinking more for your kids. But if you want to have a snooze as well, online. Next time you're driving along and you feel like, hey, I need to entertain the kids.
Can I get that podcast where people got this free podcast?
You got to pay for it.
No, it's free. Damien Leith Bedtime Stories is out there.
God. Yeah, that's right.
Is it?
Yeah.
We should play.
You
can
should
we
hear
play
him. Yeah.
We'll play.
In fact,
tomorrow?
Hang on.
Can you get some?
Yeah, we'll wait. Just wait there.
Damien Leith's Bedtime Stories.
Talk awkwardly amongst yourselves
work?
And I'll grab a couple.
Is he actually going to go find them?
Did it work? Yeah. Does it put your kids to sleep?
It puts everyone to sleep.
You're not freaking wrong. I listened to a couple the other day. It was great. I was like, thank you, Damien.
This is better than any Valium tablet. I can tell you one thing. Who needs Valium when you've got a bedtime story?
That's excellent. Cool. Play it. Have you got it?
No. It takes a while, mate.
Okay, well. Well, we're talking about ourselves.
I see the way he's typing there. He's struggling away. He's pressing the buttons.
You're not on Spotify, mate.
I am on Spotify.
No, I know that you're on Spotify,
no,
knucklehead.
They're on Spotify.
They're not. I'm looking it up now. Well, we've got this shit song called Sha La La. There's another one called Now and Then.
Oh, that's an album.
Another one, Catch the Wind.
Ooh, that's
Night of
album.
My Life, when you look like you're about 12, not like you do now.
Did you know that they photoshopped hair onto my forehead for the album cover that. And it made the headline, it made papers or whatever saying, hey, Damien Leith had Photoshop to his head. This is my first ever single. And I didn't ask him to Photoshop my head.
So you're like, man, that was not a Photoshop.
I'm telling you now,
it's
not on there, but I did catch it. Hang on, this is going to be crap. This podcast's gone for a freaking while, isn't it?
This is a mammoth
If you're still hanging in, you're an idiot. But
look, I would just encourage you to go and look up the bedtime story yourself.
Don't do that, because then you won't be listening to our podcast. Oh, and we've got some good stuff coming up. We caught up with Jason Riles from the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
The vice
storms?
President. The vice president.
The vice coach. God, you know nothing about football.
The vice coach.
He's the assistant coach.
All right, here we go. There's only five of them. Mouthy Pipsqueak.
Oh, Mouthy Pipsqueak.
What about this one? This is called The Bored Donkey.
What time is it? It's story time.
Yeah.
This story is called The Bored Donkey.
Yeah, I'm already freaking bored listening to that.
Is that a bedtime story?
That's a bedtime story.
The Bored Donkey.
Oh.
And you'll be bored listening to it.
They sound really good, Damien.
Nice one, Jade.
Really good.
Look at this. She's like, oh, they sound really good.
She's being sarcastic.
No, I'm serious.
Hey, here's stuff that happened in the show. Sorry if we put you to sleep. That was Damien's bedtime stories.
Well, that's what they're for.
20 weeks today.
That's pregnancy and baby. I like it how you reach milestones without actually doing anything.
Yeah.
But I love this point in the pregnancy because it's all downhill from here. You've reached the halfway mark. It's like hump day in the week. You've reached it and now you're just moving towards the end.
Yeah. 20 minutes downhill. I thought it was that's the best part.
Well, it's over halfway now.
Once you get past halfway, I would imagine you're like, okay, now I'm ready for this thing to arrive into the world.
I'm ready today.
Just a little fella.
Yeah,
so, you know, you're just counting down the days until your baby comes. But one thing that every pregnant woman goes through is, like, I wonder how it's going to pan out. How's it going to happen? Because you can plan as much as you want.
Of course.
You can have your royals ready. You can have your bouncy ball ready. You're going to have the best pregnancy with no drugs. And it all goes pear-shaped within minutes.
Mm. That is 100% right. I mean, we've been talking about it this morning. The story about James Nathaniel and Brittany pulling over on the side of the road.
Because that's the thing. That is probably an expecting couple's one of their worst fears is not making it to the hospital in time where you're in good hands, where you're with the professionals who know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they were the couple from Shell Cove yesterday. She was in labour.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to get her to hospital, gunning it, and she was like, oh, I need to push right now. You need to pull over.
This is happening. This just got real.
Yeah.
This is it.
That would be, like you said, that's probably the greatest fear of any mum. But, Damien, the greatest fear for any dad is that we've actually got to do the job of a doctor.
Oh, no.
We're just a bumbling idiot dad.
Well, that's right. My thought would be, what am I going to do with that umbilical cord? What do I do? I've got no scissors.
Stuff the umbilical cord. What am I going to do with that head when it comes out of
me? Yeah, and you want to hope it's a head that's coming out first and not feet.
Oh, don't say that.
I know. We thought, once we heard the news this morning, we're like, what a great story. Yep. And we thought we'd try and give James a call. Now, he works at the bakery in Shell Cove 13.
Yep, that's right.
That artisan bakery. So earlier this morning, we gave him a call and Jess was there. She's pumped.
Look, pretty impressive, isn't it? Man of many trades.
How funny is that?
Yeah.
Go in and see the gang at 13 on Addison Street at Shell Harbour Village, and they'll not only look after you, but you can pop in and say good day to all the staff. They're beautiful people, and just like James, you know, I've got his number.
Yeah,
I've tracked him down. I just hope that he's not dads.
He could be half asleep, bleary-eyed. Exactly.
It's after 8 o'clock. No, he should be okay. Look, he's a baker. He's usually getting up at 2 a.m.
He's a daddy. They've just had little baby Albie on it.
That's all right. He'll be right. He'll probably still be on adrenaline.
Oh, come on, let's give it a go. Let's give it a go. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hey, James.
Yeah.
Mate, it's Jade Straney and Damien Leith.
Oh, hey guys, how are you? Oh,
very well indeed,
we're
mate.
We're doing well, but how are you?
Oh, I'm still on a high, to be honest. Still on a high.
Oh, now, we've been talking about this all morning, the fact that your partner, Brittany, was due to give birth to your little man and you're on your way to the hospital, but your little man was not going to wait to come into the world and you had to literally deliver him on the side of the road.
Oh, it was insane. It was, nothing can prepare you for that whatsoever. I'm just so thankful Kylie, our midwife, rocked up when she did.
Oh, wow. So that's awesome news. Mate, look, I mean, what was that moment like when Brittany said, oh, my God, James, this is it.
I have to push.
Scary at first.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, this is not meant to happen this way. We are in the car halfway to Wollongong. Baby's got to wait another 5-10 minutes, but no, Albie didn't want to wait. And as soon as he said, babe, I've got to push, I was like, okay, so we just pulled over to the side of the road. She was already in the back seat, thankfully. And once the contraction started, she said, I've got to push, I could literally see the little fella's head starting to come through. So it was crazy. It felt like a lifetime. We pulled over, called 000. Got an ambulance. It felt like a lifetime, but in actual fact, it was only 8-9 minutes. That was it.
Wow. That is incredible. So, how's Brittany this morning?
Oh, she's well. She's completely lost her voice this morning. everybody yesterday chatting her and that, and yeah, she got a few hours sleep last night. I spoke to her this morning, and she's like, I cannot talk. So but other than that, they're both doing great. They're doing really well.
That is awesome news. A great outcome for you guys. Yep. And now you can add to your arsenal a great baker and also delivers babies on the weekends if you need him to.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to put that on my resume for sure. Yeah. Part-time midwife.
Yes. Hey, we look forward to seeing you at 13 at Shell Harbour very soon, mate. Congratulations on the birth and well done, mate.
Thank you so much. Thanks heaps, guys. Thanks so much.
No dramas at all. We're just glad that, little Albie delivered safe and well and is doing well, and Mum Brittany is doing well
as well.
It's
a beautiful story. Yeah, congratulations.
I don't want to go through that story myself, but I'm glad that they had a happy ending.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know, if you do want to join Jade on her little adventure of baby number four at the age of 40, you're doing a blog, and let me tell you, the video blogs are fantastic. You can see them all right now on our website and on our socials as well. Just go to wavefm.com.au and follow the trials, the tribulations, the laughter and the tears of baby number four for our Jade.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jade Strainey and now Damien Leith.
This is the toughest day of the week for all of us. Like, when we get up early on a Friday, like on a Thursday, we're all like, so tired today.
Too right. I woke up this morning really feeling like I had literally just gone to sleep. Yeah. You know when you wake up and you're just like, oh, what happened? You know, that was like just a second ago.
Yeah, I just blinked. Yeah. And now I'm going to work.
Hey, Jade, when you and Milko go to bed at night, do you chat? You know, do you spend a bit of time together? Well, we know you spent a bit of time together. Yeah, that happened that one time.
That was 5 months ago. We haven't spent time together since. Yes. Well, he's studying at the moment, so he can only study at night. And so I usually go to bed first. And it's kind of advantageous because he's a bit of a loud snorer, so I get to sleep first and then he comes into bed later and goes to sleep. So we don't have many conversations at night time. They're kind of more small snatches while we're wrangling the children and going about our lives. What about, do you guys, is that where you and Eileen have your debrief for the day in bed?
Well, that's it. Eileen and I like to have a little chat in bed. I mean, we do some other things as well. You know.
Oh, hello.
Like to read a book occasionally. Stephen King. This is scary.
Really, really risque when you want to get the blood pumping.
Yes, exactly. A bit of Stephen King. But we get into bed and we always have a chat. Always. It's probably where we do most of our chatting is actually in bed. Because it's the only time the kids are all in bed. You've actually got a bit of quiet time and you start catching up on everything.
It's the only time you're really face-to-face, isn't it? In close proximity.
Yeah, well, that's right.
I get it.
Yeah, but a funny thing about Eileen is, Eileen, she's known as someone who can sneak strange things into a conversation. And Eileen's very laid back. I'm a bit of a stress head, all right?
What do you mean sneaking things into a conversation? Like, what do you mean?
Well, we could be talking about, oh, it's a gorgeous day today, the sun is shining, it's beautiful, and then Eileen will say, and did you hear about the flesh-eating virus that is now attacking people all over Europe and is on its way to Australia?
Oh, my God!
And then she'll go back to the sun and the weather. And there's just that little moment in between where you kind of go, oh, did we just talk about that a second ago?
Did that just happen?
And she has a tendency of doing it at bedtime, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm one of those sort of guys, if something gets into my mind, I freak out about it. I will think about it nonstop.
You can't turn the brain off.
Yeah, I can. And, you know, Eileen, on the other hand, is quite happy to put it to one side and go to sleep. You know, it doesn't matter. Last night, we're lying in bed, we're chatting away, and, you know, everything's going fine. And then Eileen just turns around out of the blue and says, hey, you know what? I think for the next couple of weeks, let's go off the alcohol.
Oh, off the alcohol?
Off the alcohol.
That's out of nowhere. It's not even July. No dry July. She just said out of nowhere, no more drinking.
No more drinking.
Like, it's like, we are going to not drink.
We are not going to drink. I felt cold sweats developing straight away. And then suddenly I listen and I start talking and I hear this. Yes.
Wow. So Eileen was on the booze last night.
Clearly.
She sleeps it off. I'm sweating my brains off. Yeah. I'm freaking out. What am I going to do for the next couple of weeks?
Well, you can't go and have a drink to give yourself a nice cap and knock yourself out because you're off the alcohol.
I can't believe that you've actually recorded your wife snoring like that. That's terrible, Damien. Oh, Eileen.
Oh,
get off the booze, guys.
Oh,
You're going to get me in trouble for that.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's right. You won't be having any conversation in bed tonight. You'll be sleeping in the
Eileen, we
lounge.
Need to get on to the show. We need to get on with the show. It's 17 to 9. She's so loud. Keep it down, Eileen. It's 17 to 9 with Jade Straney, Damien Leith in the morning at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jade and Straney now with Damien Leith.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Our new member of our team, you smashed into somebody's car. You had to leave a note.
Did the right thing.
Did the right thing, isn't it? A lot of people just go, oh, reverse, see you later.
Exactly.
A lot of people do that. That's what I wrote in the note.
Sucks to be you. Kiss, 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 kiss.
Yeah, that's what we're talking. Have you ever left a note for someone or has somebody left a note for you? Illawarra 42751 965.
Angie from Fairy Meadow, what's happened with you? Have you left a note? You got the note left on your car?
No, I left a note on someone's car. I left them the rego number of the car that hit them and took off.
What's your rego, Damien? It's a four-wheel drive with a big bumper bar.
You dubbed me in, Angie.
Oh, that's a very good thing to do, though. Hey, did they ever make contact with you?
No.
Oh, wow.
Good on you for being a good
Samaritan.
You got
off scot-free of that one then, didn't you?
Leanne from Bomaderry, what about you? What happened?
My husband and I went away for a weekend to pick up a boat that he had bought. Stayed in a motel for the night when we were down there. And the people in the next room were really, really loud.
Oh, doing what?
They were quiet. Well, I guess what people do when they go away for a weekend.
Oh, this is a saucy story.
Wow-wee.
So you left a note saying stop the shagging.
Yeah, I kind of took it upon myself to leave them a message.
Did you write, well done, 9 out of 10?
Yeah, congrats, you last longer than my husband.
No, all joking aside, what did you write?
Thank them for keeping all the surrounding rooms awake all night. And early morning and mid-morning.
Wow, that was a session. I don't want to hear any more because I'm starting to feel bad.
Make you look bad, doesn't it?
42751965 is the number we're talking. Have you ever left a note for someone after a bit of an accident?
Gina in Oak Flats, what about you? What have you done?
Well, we actually, I own a business in Oak Flats and it's a private parking area out the back and we're constantly having people parking in front of our industrial bins that need to be emptied.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is if they come to empty the bins and there's somebody's car parked there, they can't empty the bin. So we have to call them back and it's an extra charge for us. So we're actually being charged
twice.
It could be three or four times.
Oh,
you know, right. Because people are parking in front of the bin, which is, and the car park is clearly marked that it's a private parking area. This week, for example, I did put a note on a lady's car. It was very polite. Please do not park in front of our bins. That was on Tuesday. I went out yesterday and she was parked back there.
I'd empty the bin all over the car just quietly. That would be the note that I would leave. Here's our rubbish. Jog on.
Put it in a boot and go, you can pay to get it removed now.
There you go. That's a good one. Hey, we've got one final caller as well. We're going to go to Mount Warrigal gang. We've got Jamie online. Jamie, have you ever left a note?
I did, yeah, I did. I left a note in the car park of Stockland Shell Harbour after I saw a P-plater turning into a car spot and just smash the side out of a car that was already parked there.
Oh, no. And did that person get in contact with you?
No. Well, I just left them a note and said, here's the number plate of the car they just left. And if you need my dash cam footage, just let me know. But no, they never got in touch.
Well done.
Very good. Yeah, good on you,
Jamie. I'll tell you what, the dash cam, that does come in handy for a lot of people nowadays, doesn't it?
Well, there's no excuses with a dash cam.
That's right.
Let me show you this video.
Yes.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leith. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You love the Wollongong Master difference.
McDonald's.
Yes.
They are a burger juggernaut.
They are.
They're absolutely everywhere, aren't they?
They are.
Whenever you go on a road trip, you're like, every town's got a Macca's in it.
Everywhere.
But I've got to say, they're not the only burger joint on the block. Burger King's Aussie brother Hungry Jack's came onto the scene in 1971.
Is that all?
Burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
Yeah, only 1971.
I thought they were around a lot longer than that.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too, yeah.
1971, first one was in Perth. But Hungry Jack's, they have just released a Big Jack as part of their burger arsenal. And
that's right.
Macca's, They ain't loving it.
Oh.
In fact, they're taking them to court.
Taking them to court they're because similarities.
Yeah, you're copying our burger. We've got the Big Mac. You can't have the Big Jack. It's too similar. And so they've been in court for quite a while. And yesterday, the judge presiding over the beef, Justice Burley.
Justice Burley. He's had too many Big Macs and Big Jacks.
Yeah. Justice Burley loves a burger. And he said, you know what, guys? I don't want to get rid of any burgers. You guys need to sort it out amongst yourselves. So he sent him off
Why
to mediation.
Why can't we all live together in burger peace?
There's enough beef for everyone. So he said, you guys have to sort it out yourselves. I'm not going to order anyone to do anything. You need to go and have mediation and come back to me with an answer.
Imagine sitting in those boardrooms. You know, there's Ronald going, I want to take down the Big Jack. Shut up, you clown.
Hamburglar's just trying to nick the free food that's there. So, a spokesperson from Macca's came out yesterday and said, look, we're not talking about this. As the matter is currently before the court, it'd be inappropriate to comment at this time. A spokesperson from Hungry Jack's was like, Hungry Jack's, we are confident that no Australian consumer will be confused in the slightest when they buy the Big Jack because the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's.
I like it.
They
good
got
on
it
them.
In. Oh, very cheeky.
You know, honestly, though, if they're going to do this mediation, okay, we're seeing SAS on Channel 7 right now,
a very
popular show where they get them to punch it out with each other.
That's right. Yeah. Like just a good old fashioned bit of a fisticuffs.
That's what they should do. They should get them all the execs, Ronald McDonald, get them in there, the clown, get them in punching each other. I don't know what the big. Big Mac,
well, Big Jack.
The Big Jack.
I don't know.
Who's there? Like
Jack the Whopper.
Jacks, who do they?
Hey, you know, Jack the Whopper. You're an idiot. You know, I got an idea.
Hungry Jack.
You guys, I got an idea, right?
Oh yeah.
Let's get the Big Mac and the Big Jack tomorrow for a Friday.
Oh.
We'll get you guys to taste test them both.
Ooh.
I'll get one of each.
Don't mind if we do.
I'll get one of each. Yes, please.
Yeah, pregnant lady.
And we'll work out who has the better burger. What do you reckon?
Oh, okay.
All right, tomorrow morning we're going to taste test this. Done.
All right, sweet.
Lock
we'll
it
be
in.
The judge.
Lock it in.
Yep, exactly. You can definitely be the judge, and it's just a great excuse for Jay to keep on eating.
That's right. Burgers at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jade and Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Melbourne Storm up against the Penrith Panthers.
Only four sleeps to go.
Four sleeps?
Yeah.
It is going to be massive, massive game.
You already declared earlier today that you are going for the Melbourne Storm.
I am.
You've got a cousin in the team. Remind us who he is.
Well, it's Eileen's cousin, my wife's cousin, Antonio Cafusi. Is her cousin.
Okay.
Yes. So I've got to keep it in the family.
I'm
a Melbourne Storm all the way.
All right. Well, we're keeping it in the Illawarra family because the assistant coach of the Melbourne Storm is an old dragon. He's a West Illawarra boy. He's a good mate of Wave FM's. Jason Riles joins us this morning. Rilesy, what's the preparation like in camp, mate?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet at the moment. We've had a 9-day turnaround, so we were the first game of the weekend, obviously. So. That means we just get that extra day recovery. So going into our 4-day prep now, and then the boys have had a fair few days off, which has been good for them.
What's 4-day prep? What do you do? A bit of ice bathing?
Oh, no, that's just basically what that is just normal. So we're basically normal preppers, what we would do every other week. And, this week is obviously a fair bit more on the line, but it's something that we need to keep as normal as possible, and we don't fly down to Sydney till Saturday.
So got to stick to the routine.
Routine is good. That's what the Storm's always been about. The Storm's all about routine, 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 aren't they, Damo?
I tell you what, it's worked for them all the way along.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you reckon about Panthers this season? How well have they done? How are you feeling going up against these guys?
Oh, I think it's been pretty well documented how well they're going, and it's reflective of their how many games they've won. I don't think they've lost a game for about 17 or 18 games. So.
Yeah.
Certainly the most consistent side of the, in the competition this year and the form side. So I think the other night, the Daly M's, I'm not sure exactly how many or who, but I think they cleaned up there as well. So
yeah.
Been a great season for them. But at the end of the day, everyone's only going to remember this weekend. So hopefully, you know, they save their worst for last.
Hopefully they're not falling to routine.
Yeah, that's right.
They're out of whack.
Rolls, so you go up against your old mate Trent Barrett, of course. He's an old Illawarra boy, still living here as well. Will you boys catch up after the game and have a good old yarn? Because you're leaving the Storm, Rolsey.
Yeah, so it's probably a little bit harder now to catch up in and around and after games because of the bubble and all that sort of thing and the COVID protocols. So it's quite tight. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll speak to him this week after we, you know, when it gets closer to the game. But it'll be hard to catch up, but if we can, we'll be good. And then, yeah, leaving on Saturday week to go work with the English Rugby Union team. So looking forward to that challenge as well.
Yeah, nice work, hey.
He's got a jet plane.
Defected to the dark side, Rugby Union, hey? And working with Eddie Jones too. Well, mate, well done. You've done amazing things for the Melbourne Storm. And you know, any time you come back to Australia and head back home to the Illawarra, mate, you're always welcome here at Wave FM, okay?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jade, Straney, and now Damien Leith.